Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, the big story across the papers this morning is this historic document, this agreement, the deal between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. The two parties have agreed on the policy document to pave the way for what they describe as a full and equal partnership for 5 years. Leo Varadkar, of course, met with Micheál Martin yesterday to sign off on the framework document that contains commitments on sláinte care, state-funded childcare and affordable housing, as well as plans to tackle the COVID-19 crisis. We'll have more coming up though on that particular story here on the programme in around 10 minutes time this morning, but we want to know, how do you feel about the deal? Ending civil war politics here in this country, is it a good move? Do you care at all? Are you surprised? You can let us know your view this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. That's the story that also dominates the front page of the Irish Independent. Varadkar forced to cull cabinet allies as price of Fianna Fáil deal. Leo Varadkar would be forced to cull up to 7 Fine Gael ministers as part of his agreement to form a government with Fianna Fáil. So writes the deputy political editor Philip Ryan of the Irish Independent this morning. More on that story front page and also inside the paper too today. The other story, and just as prominent as ever right across all of the papers here at home this morning, is coronavirus, COVID-19. There's two other elements though to this story today. We'll start first of all with the front page of the Irish Times this morning, and this IMF expecting worst global downturn since the 1920s. The pandemic has brought the global economy to its knees and is likely to result in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, the International Monetary Fund has said. And it's also warned that global debt markets may come to a sudden stop, echoing the 2008 credit crunch, if companies become more distressed and aimed at trying to prolonged recession due to the current crisis. It's also the latest World Economic Outlook report. The Washington-based fund said that it expects the global economy to contract sharply by about 3% this year, with the Eurozone and the epicentre of the pandemic for the past month experiencing an even sharper 7.5% contraction. Now, under its best case scenario, the world is likely to lose about $9 trillion, so about 8.2 in output over 2 years, greater than the combined gross domestic product of Germany and Japan. And also the IMF's chief economist told a news conference that the fund's outlook for Ireland is slightly better though, although it's still grim. It expects the economy to contract by about 6.8% this year, less severe than the central bank prediction of an 8% decline. And the IMF expects the Irish economy to bounce back strongly next year, growing by 6.3%. against a Eurozone average of about 4.7. But the rapid increase in unemployment here could prove trickier to try to unwind. There's more on that story, also analysis inside the Irish Times too today. Just looking at some of the figures, just interesting piece inside the Irish Independent too this morning. Almost a third of the workforce now claiming dole payments. The paper's industry correspondent Anne-Marie Walsh writing this morning that almost a third of Ireland's labour force are now claiming unemployment benefits from the state. 743,000 people are on either the special COVID-19 emergency jobless benefit or the standard dole, and a total of 533,000 people are also on the government's €350 a week, the emergency pandemic unemployment payment, 26,000 more than last week alone. And there's more on that story inside the Irish Independent too this morning. The other element of this story in the front page of the Irish Times today, of worth noting, changes are going to be made to the way the deaths involving COVID-19 are reported, so that a fuller picture of the impact of the virus, especially in nursing homes, can be established. And the normal 3 month period in which deaths can be registered needs to be changed in response to the pandemic. That's according to Tony Houlihan, the chief medical officer, and the National Public Health Emergency Team. They also say they'd like to see this period shortened so that the true number of COVID-19 related deaths can be assessed on what they've described as a more timely basis. Just finally, the other point too to note today will be the teachers, because the country's largest secondary school, the Teachers Union, has said that its members are willing to work over the summer to help students to prepare for the Leaving Cert exams that postponed because of the crisis. And this is the ASTI, the Association of Secondary School Teachers of Ireland. They've been criticised for saying that no teacher would be required to do anything nothing if the exams were rescheduled for July or August, but the union said that it would now work to support the government's decision to postpone the exams, although some members still had serious concerns. More on that story, front page of the Irish Examiner to today. But the story that caught my eye this morning is also on the front page of the Irish Examiner. TDs seek allowance for working from home is the headline. Paul Hosford writing today that a number of TDs have raised the question now of a new allowance to allow them to purchase office equipment while they work from home during the outbreak. And this is because the British MPs were last week offered an extra £10,000 sterling, so about €11,500 to help with the purchase of new equipment for them and their staff to assist them in working from home during this period. And though it was reported that MPs had been giving themselves the increase, it was in fact the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority that did so. Now, here in Ireland, it's the Houses of the Oireachtas that would make the decision to offer a new allowance. But according to the Irish Examiner, sources say the question of extra funding to pay for office equipment of things like laptops has been raised now by a small number of TDs. Some staff have asked about access to better internet connection, new computers, printing equipment, additional funds, things for increases in mobile phone bills. But the Houses of the Oireachtas says that it's not considering any new allowances. We want to know, what's your view on that? Should the TDs be given an allowance to work from home? Do you agree, for instance, with the Sinn Féin Dublin Midwest TD Mark Ward, who's quoted in the front of the Irish Examiner also this morning, saying that while working from home is not ideal, TDs are paid more than enough, and said if anything TDs should take a pay cut. That's according to Mark Ward. Do you agree with him, or do you think that perhaps, look, if the TDs and staff have to buy equipment and other essential bits to do their job while they're working from home, should they be allowed to avail of an allowance to do so? You can let us know your view. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Just a couple of other stories to flag with you as well. Burglaries are up in cities as the gangs, they can't reach the rural areas. That's according to the Irish Independent. This is a surge in burglaries and robberies in cities and towns has been blamed now on organised crime gangs being unable to target the rural parts because of this Operation Fonnock, the checkpoints that were mounted by the Gardaí over the current crisis. The Gardaí had 150 permanent checkpoints and more than 500 mobile patrols to ensure movement restrictions were adhered to during the virus over the weekend. And Gardaí believe the monitoring of the motorways and the major access routes nationwide has significantly interrupted the movement of criminal gangs. Also inside the Irish Independent this morning, a little bit of good news. The weather, Mother Nature is set to deliver more dry and sunny weather for families locked down because of the current pandemic. But there will be rain showers emerging from Friday and into the weekend. And Met Éireann says the rain will develop late on Friday night. But the good news is that the temperatures could climb to as high as 18 degrees today. Also inside the British Express, we are going to spend €40,000 on technology in your lifetime. That's how much an adult will spend. They will include things like 21 mobile phones, 16 game consoles, 16 laptops or computers, and 126 charging cables, not to mention your TVs and your cameras. And just finally, young readers prefer facts to fiction. Also in the British Express this morning, parents struggling to try to spark an interest in reading from preschool children should focus on books that explain why things happen. This is according to a new study. Scientists found that stories which had things like real life nuggets of information were nearly always preferred by 3 to 4 year olds, and that's according to the study by the University of Vanderbilt in the USA. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Now, still to come, Sinn Féin's urging other parties that are serious about change not to go into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We'll have the details.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.